Hey, C3 family and others. Wednesday, Colossians chapter 2 is what we're going to take a little peek at today. And today's chapter, chapter 2, focuses on the total sufficiency of Jesus. And Paul spends some time here addressing false theology that the people in Colossae, the Colossians, had been exposed to. And he calls out human tradition, or what we would call today man-made religion, that is notorious for infiltrating churches and denominations that simply isn't biblical. And I tell you what, this just wasn't a problem in the first century AD. This is a problem today, where there is so much human tradition, man-made religion, twisting of scripture. We see here in chapter 2 that Paul asserts that Jesus is enough. Think about that. Jesus is enough. Basing your life on the life, teachings, death, and resurrection of Jesus is enough. That doesn't mean we shouldn't read books of the Bible that don't include Jesus' name. But Paul is asserting that Jesus is enough, because this group of people, as is so common today, it's not Jesus plus food regulations, Paul says. It's not Jesus plus mandated holiday festivals. It's not Jesus, he says, plus worship of angels. It's not Jesus plus man-made rules. It's not Jesus plus anything. Our faith has to be rooted on Jesus, his life, his death, his teachings, and his resurrection. And anything short of that is not Christianity. Jesus' death and resurrection is the hinge point of Christianity. Paul talks about the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross, and that was sufficient. So, I guess to sum it up, how does Paul want the early Christians in Colossae, and I would argue Christians today, to react to false teaching? I think verse 6 gives us a hint here. It says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." So if we look at the directives in those two verses right there, we are told to continue to live in him, be strengthened in the faith, and be overflowing with thankfulness. I love it says, rooted and built up in him. If you want healthy Christianity, you need to dig your roots deep. You need to water your Christian tree. You need to water yourself in the Word of God. Because once that root system is established, then you won't fall into false teachings. You won't fall into man-made religion. So I think that's what Paul is saying now. I think you'll enjoy chapter 2, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow for Colossians 3.